Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey there, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. You know, when most folks think about the word righteous, it often accompanies an image of maybe a surfer guy describing a big wave. Thankfully, that usage of the word has come and gone out of my head now, but how does the Bible use the word? I mean, righteousness can sometimes get buried in the collection of churchy words that we throw around, so let's make an attempt to clear the air about what it means to be righteous. What is righteousness, and what does it mean to be righteous? Well, righteousness is the perfect holiness of Jesus. It is an essential attribute to the character of God, quite literally meaning one who is right. Think of it as the polar opposite of sin. To commit sin is to go against God's design for our life. Therefore, righteousness is the only living standard that is acceptable for us to stand before God the Father. The wages of sin is death, but in the path of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. That's what the book of Proverbs says in chapter 12. Now, I think most of us can look at righteousness, and we might think that righteous living has more to do with behavioral modification than heart transformation. Outward appearance of holiness was, I guess if we always really think hard about it, we measure people by what we see in outward holiness rather than spirit-filled change. You know, we can think that if we try to stop cussing or drinking or smoking or whatever it is we do, then I might live righteously. But while those might be righteous works for you, the more I read the Bible, the more I learn that we can get it backwards pretty quickly. Righteousness actually produces good works, not the other way around. The Bible gives us a great picture about righteousness, that all of us are born into this bondage of sin and a sin nature and unable to produce any sort of righteousness on our own. Romans chapter 3, beginning in verse 9, gives us that picture. But as a matter of fact, Isaiah says that our attempts to produce righteousness on our own are disgusting in the eyes of God. I mean, literally, he says in chapter 64, verse 6, that we have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. I think it's important to remember that righteousness comes from the presence and power of God and God alone. In 2 Corinthians, Paul writes in chapter 5, "For our sake he made him to be no sin who knew no sin." Let me say that again because it's so powerful. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Only the perfection of Jesus could have accomplished this work. Only Jesus could have lived a perfect, obedient, and sinless life. Only Jesus could have atoned for the sins of his people. Only the righteousness of Jesus will enter his kingdom. My friend, the righteousness of God is simply taking on what is right. And what is right? God and God alone. For there are no righteous, no, not one, only God. Friend, today, walk and live in the power and presence and peace of God and take on his righteousness. God bless you. Thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.